Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have a, as you all know, we had a situation that occurred on May 10th that involved an arrest of a gentleman by the name of Quentin Suttles. And in the course of that arrest, as a result of that arrest, I got a phone call actually a couple days later, to tell you the truth, from the police commissioner himself. And Commissioner Lockwood called me up a day or two later and asked me, John, would you take a look at the officer's conduct in this case? And at that point, I had not seen the video at all. I didn't really know it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know anything about it at all. It was my understanding that the video was up on YouTube. I personally am not up on social media at all, so I didn't see it by that point. And I told the commissioner, absolutely. So I started to look into this matter, and I quickly became aware that I was going to have some issues here in this case. I quickly learned that Quentin Suttles was actually arrested that evening and charged with a number of offenses from the incident itself. I also learned throughout the course of digging into this thing that Mr. Suttles also had two other open cases in my office that we were prosecuting him on. And so that was going to be an issue as well. I also learned, as I kept getting deeper and deeper in this matter, that one of my own assistant district attorneys is a potential witness in this matter. I can't go into details as to why he or she would be a witness, because if I talked about why, that would go into certain evidence that I can't discuss right now. And I'm not going to discuss, because the Monroe County DA is going to discuss it at some point. So all I can say at this point is that it's not a definitive, but potentially one of my assistant district attorneys could be a witness in this matter. So obviously, if one of my own is a witness in this matter, obviously I have three separate pending matters against Mr. Suttles that at this point I am prosecuting, all three of those matters, including the one from this incident. The arrest that was made on him from this incident, that was arraigned before Commissioner Lockwood called me up. So I had no idea of that arraignment, obviously. And then there hasn't been a second proceeding scheduled because courts have been closed. So that matter is still currently pending. I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with that matter at a later time. But, for right now, it's still currently pending. But more importantly, Mr. Suttles has a serious gun charge that's pending against him from last fall that, quite frankly, is not going anywhere in the near future. So that case is still pending. That case is going to be still pending. And as such, I have numerous conflicts in this matter. So what I did was I got permission, because again, remember, the courts were closed up until Monday here. And so only essential matters were being brought before the court. This is getting a new DA is technically not an essential matter. So what I did was, though, I got permission from the court to file, just so it wouldn't hang on and just kind of hang on forever here. I got permission from the court to make this motion to get another DA. And this morning, Judge Burns appointed the Monroe County DA just to investigate the police officer's action in this matter. And that's it. Everything else, I'm keeping.
So, did you look at the video at all? And can you say from a legal point of view what you see there?
Answer your first question, yes. Second question, part no. I can't. I did look at the video, obviously. I can't comment on what I saw in the video or what I think happened in the video. That is a matter for the Monroe County DA to handle. Any comments by me would be improper. Quite frankly, I just about a month ago, I was part of, I'm on the executive board of the National DA Association. I just signed a letter about a month ago where we actually criticized the DA down in Georgia when he conflicted himself out on that Aubrey case down in Georgia, where the guy got shot by the two former investigators in the DA's office down there. He had a conflict. He referred it out. After he referred it out, he then made comments about the case, and so I, like about a month ago, signed a letter criticizing him. So I'm not going to do the same thing. Yeah.
Have you had to appoint special prosecutor in the past, or is this your first time having to do
it? Oh, no, yeah. Again, just to be clear, I don't do it. A judge does it. So all I do is I make a motion to the judge saying that I got a conflict. And then the judge, he or she goes out and finds another DA. So I have no part in picking the DA, I have no part in anything with getting a new DA. All I do is tell a judge I got a problem here, and then that judge finds a DA. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, we've done it before here. Yeah, a lot of times. I mean, I've done it for. I just did it recently. One of an employee of my office, one of her relatives got jammed up in something, so I had to recuse myself in that. So yeah, so I do it, once a month, probably. Yeah.
Any idea why? I know it was out of your control. It was up to the judge. But do you know why Monroe County was selected?
No.
And
then,
no.
I can speculate that they're a bigger office, and you want to have the resources to do a proper job of looking into it, and some of the counties around here are smaller offices. Again, I don't know that. I'm just that's a educated guess.
If it was just the one Suttles incident that was caught on the camera, the one that's been widely shared,
yeah,
and there weren't the other incidents involved, would you have been able to prosecute Suttles for that incident and also investigate the cops involved? Could you do both at the same time?
Let's assume that my assistant DA wasn't involved in it, didn't have a potential role in this at all either. Okay, so let's assume that was out too, and it was just this case right here. That was the actual situation. Okay, so the answer to your question, Mike, is yes. If I would have gotten rid of the charges against Suttles, remember in Actel, I dismissed the charges against the kid. All right, so at one point I had both. At one point I had Belcito's charges. He was a kid who involved in the incident, okay? Because remember, he was arrested that day at Ralph Wilson Stadium, all right? So Belcito was arrested that day, and then I was looking into Actel's actions as well, okay? For a while there, I had both, okay? Now, I hadn't I hadn't made a decision yet at that time what I'm going to do with Actel's case. So I was still investigating that. But at some point when I learned about what happened, I dismissed the charges against Belcito and then went forward on Actel. So in this case right here, putting that, if it was just that case right there, I would have to dismiss the charges against Suttles and then review the actions against the officer. As I stand here right now, I am not in a position to dismiss anything against Suttles.
Yeah. Now that it's in the hands of the Monroe County DA, I know that you really can't speculate correct. How long the investigation will take, yeah. But typically from your point of view, investigating an arrest such as that one...
Yeah, it could take a while. I mean, but what I did was I was able to ascertain the original video, okay? Because remember, this got started, quote unquote, on a YouTube video. A YouTube video is not admissible in court, so I can't use a YouTube video. So I had to go and actually get the actual original video from the young lady who took the video. Just so you know, she was uncooperative with me for the first like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I couldn't get the video for like 2 or 3 weeks. I finally got the video. So I got the video now so I can just get it to Monroe County. So I've done a little bit here, a little bit of the groundwork, you know, so at least she has the original video. But how long after that, again, yeah, I mean, and again, also, I don't know, you know, I know her office is bigger than a lot of the smaller counties around here, but, you know, I have no idea how big her office is, quite frankly, and how much manpower she has, or, you know, so I really can't speculate on that. Anything else? Okay. You need me to go over again and start back?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a quick update on the Deanna Davis case. Do you know if she's been released from home confinement yet?
I do not, but she would have to make bail for that case. Yeah.
She made it?
No, I don't know yet. As of now, I don't think she did. Yeah. I mean, she's not going to get the state court judge isn't going to give her home confinement without a hearing. Okay? So I mean, you got to remember here, all right? There's two separate procedures here, okay? I don't know what happened in federal court. I've heard this home confinement stuff, okay? But I haven't really dug into that at all, okay? All I know in state court, you know, her bail is her. She's got bail like $20,000. I think it is, right? Kate? 200. Yeah, 200. I know it's 20. 200. Okay, her bail is $200,000. All right, so she needs $20,000, 10% of that, to come up with to get her out. Okay, so only way she's getting out, unless her lawyer makes a bail motion. And then we go back in state court, and her lawyer then asks the judge, can I get home confinement? That hasn't been done yet in state court. Can I get a lower amount of bail, okay? Until that's done, her bail is at $200,000, and she ain't getting out until she pulls bail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.